tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and we're on again from the Marion, well, the site of the Marion Popcorn Festival for 19. No, this is 2019, isn't it? Yes. Okay, and if any of you listening would like to relate, if you've been around for a while, like I have, I remember the very first Popcorn Festival, and I remember how everyone just hoped that it would go off all right, and it did. It was great. But there was, speaking of entertainment at festivals, there was a, I guess you'd call it entertainment. It was also a competition in the very first Popcorn Festival. Now, the competition involves something that is kind of unheard of. Now, what was it? Can you tell me? Now, some of the guys that were involved in that competition will be about my age, maybe a little bit younger, and it involved a group of men putting something together in a contest. Now, what was it? Boy, now, if you remember 1981, a lot of you weren't even born yet, 1981, but that's when this took place, and it was really an interesting contest, but it was only 1 year. I don't know why. I guess maybe it was too difficult to bring about, too complicated. But it was in 1981, that's for sure. And, it was interesting. But the Popcorn 100, too, I was thinking a lot of people came to Marion for that. 300 to 400 people took up bicycles and rode the Popcorn 100. But most of those never came down to the festival. After they finished their bike ride, they went home. So I think the Popcorn Festival, well, it made some money for the festival, and I guess that was the big thing. And not it actually didn't draw people downtown. Although the very first Popcorn 100 did make a swing through the festival. And I often thought after that, it'd be nice if they could do that every time. Of course, in Bucyrus at the Bratwurst Festival, they still have the worst worst half century, the Bratwurst half century bike tour. And on that, I used to ride that every year. And after the ride, we would stay on our bikes and bicycle downtown to the KFC hall, where we refreshed ourselves. And that was a lot of fun. Okay, now let me see what else I can ask you or find out. Or if you have any memories of past Popcorn Festivals, please give me a ring. Or if you're connected with this year's festival and you would like to highlight something. Now, I do not know myself. I have no material written down telling me who's going to be performing on the main stage. Now, for years, I did a lot of the announcing from the main stage. I can remember 1 year I introduced the George Brown family, his brother Warren, who passed away, incidentally, and everybody else in the Brown family, because they were Wyandotte Popcorn. And that was the reason this was the Popcorn Festival, Wyandotte Popcorn. But now Wyandotte makes snacks. They're not so big in any popcorn, even though one time they made Cracker Jack here in Marion. That's right. I saw the mixing thing where they made the goop for the Cracker Jack. That was something. And but that's now, I don't know what company has the Cracker Jack, but it's still being made, of course. But the Brown family, George Brown, was involved, of course, in the very first popcorn festival. And he's the one that brought about all the antique popcorn wagons. They're in Heritage Hall. And the parade will go right past Heritage Hall this year. Maybe they'd like to drop in and see what Marion County history is like. There's a lot of interesting things there. Okay, now, there is also something going on. Let's see, is it this? I think it's next week. The Little Brown Jug in Delaware. Now, the Little Brown Jug had a network of stations that carried... Oh, here we go. Just a second now. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, this is Nancy. I wrote back in 1995, I wrote a poem for the Popcorn Festival.
No kidding.
But sent it, and anyhow, they wanted me to read it at the festival, and I chickened out.
Oh,
but
you still
hear it?
Yes, indeed, yes.
Marion's Popcorn Festival is the place to be. Ask anyone, and they'll agree. From the giant parade, entertainment galore, how could anyone ask for more? Little girls and young ladies are given a chance to woo the judges with song and dance. And if they're lucky and do not flop, they become Popcorn Queen or Miss Teeny Pop. So it's just a minute.
Hey, that's great.
Wait a minute.
You're probably the only one that ever composed anything like that.
As the smell of popcorn fills the air, crowds of people will come from everywhere. The vendors will line their streets, hoping to lure customers with their wonderful treats. From the merry-go-round to the Ferris wheel, you'll find the rides to give you a thrill. For those who play games of chance or skill, you'll have the ones that'll fill the bill. If you like tournaments, the Popcorn Festival has them all. From softball, tennis, soccer, to midget football. And if you want to watch a funny feat, the triathlon can't be beat. About 300 runners will wind their way through the streets of Marion for their annual Popcorn 5K. The bicycle tour will draw cyclists from throughout the state. Some will come. Good luck to all who participate. Be sure to... I'm sorry. I'm shaken. I don't know why. Just a minute. Be sure to stop at City Hall to see the works of local artists upon the wall. Wind Up Popcorn Museum is housed at Heritage Hall, making it in walking distance for all. Many thanks to the organizers, sponsors, and volunteers who have made this festival possible for the last 15 years. That was wrote in
95. Oh, 95. My goodness. Hey, that's great.
You wanted me to read it, and I didn't. Now you can see why.
Well, that's great. Yeah. You're the only one. Maybe it's composed anything like that.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. He sent it back to me. He wanted me to go to the courthouse and read it. And I said, I don't know. I just get too nervous. Thank you for letting me read it. Bye.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. There you have it. How about that? That's probably the only poem or, you know, statement like that's ever been composed for the Popcorn Festival. But you can see how exciting it was to people, and hopefully still is. Okay. All right. That was pretty good. But the very first Popcorn Festival had a contest. It involved teams of people doing something rather interesting and hideous. Almost. What was it? That was in the very first Popcorn 100. I'm pretty sure it was the very first. And what was it? Teams of men did something down the street. Okay. Well, let me see. Oh, like I said, this coming up next week is also the Little Brown Jug. Now, there is one contest in that, and other than the Little Brown Jug, the big race, there's one that precedes that. Can you tell me what the name of that race is? 740-333-9944. And here's another question. Can you tell me two types of racehorses? Two types of racing. And let me see. I think the Little Brown Jug is one particular type of, and it involves the way the horses run, the way they've been trained to run. What two types of racing do these horses do? Or can you tell me what the man is known as that takes care of the horse's hooves, that puts can hammer out new shoes? He's a man with a blacksmith forge. He can heat up them shoes and make them fit. Now, I think they also have standard shoes that they can put on a horse without having to heat them red hot and do all this and that. But, you know, when they put a horseshoe on, that shoe has nails pounded right through the hoof. It would be like pounding something small through your fingernail. Okay, 740-333-9944. It's Popcorn Festival Week in Marion. So we'll try to get the popcorn pageant people up here at one time or another this week. And interview them. I think they'll enjoy that. Or if any of you are involved with the festival and like to tell us more about it, what's going on, how many years you've been involved with the festival, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, we're located downtown in the Ohio Health Building. On the first floor is the heart failure clinic, for one thing, and then a lot of offices up here on the second floor. To access us, you come in the west door and turn right around and press the button for the elevator, and up you go. We're on the second floor. A lot of people, there's different offices up here, too. We're not the only outfit. Okay. 740-333-9944. Where is everyone today? And of course, tomorrow you'll have. I'm sure a lot of you have your own places picked out where you're going to watch the parade from. I think every year everyone has a favorite. However, this year,
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio, is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and going over some of the things I've asked about. There's a one race in the Little Brown Jug. It's not the Little Brown Jug, but probably the second to that. Can you give me the title of it? Or can you tell me the two different types of racing? They'll both... Oh, here we go. All right, just a second here. Yes, good morning, caller.
You're talking about the horse racing. It's trotters and pacers.
Yes. Yeah, and it's interesting to see the difference between their harness. And what is it, the way they step, the way they run?
I'm not exactly sure, but it has to do with the way the horses run, yeah, but I don't know exactly what the difference is.
Yeah, okay. Hey, if you ever get a chance, you'd drop up and see us. We're, you know, we're at on the second floor on the
Yeah, I understand you've moved.
Yes.
Did you move last Friday? I tried to tune in last Friday and got nothing but weird music.
Right. There was music to put you to sleep by. I didn't know we were moving here. I found out after I turned on the radio and heard Glenn Cole say, "We're moving."
Okay.
Yeah. So we're here, and this is a nice location.
It's sounds like it's much easier to get to.
Yeah, no steps to
right.
climb up and fall down, yeah.
At my age, the steps are not good.
Me neither.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, do I get a prize today?
Sure.
How about two tickets?
Yeah, you betcha. This is Carl Mounts?
Carl Mounts, yes, sir.
Okay. I'll put you down here for zoo tickets.
Okay, I'll try to get up there after the popcorn festival.
Yeah, okay.
See your new office.
Yeah, good, okay. Thanks, Carl.
Okay, Charlie,
okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, Carl Mounts. All right. I have to like I was, like if you hear a hum in the background, that's our air conditioning. Boy, it feels good in here, too. Okay. But like I was telling, my right arm, and some of you men have had the same rotator cuff problem I've got. And I, you know, it's hard to raise your hand higher than a foot. And the control that I turn you on is on the right side. It used to be on the left side, so I have to strain to reach over. But that's okay. No problem. Okay. Trotters and Pacers at the Little Brown Jug. Yes, indeed. The Little Brown Jug is America's number one pacing classic. Yes, indeed. Now, can you tell me what a man is called who puts horseshoes on? Well, he puts them on the horses. Okay. And there's also a big agricultural event that would be taking place in Ohio. Can you tell me what it is? It involves farmers and agriculturalists from all over Ohio. Okay, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, is that a farrier?
Yes, a farrier. Yeah, that's right. And he's a pretty tough guy anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
But can you imagine holding a horse's hoof and nailing on a shoe?
No, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, right. Hey, would you like some tickets today?
Sure. What you got?
I got zoo, or I've got the wilds.
I'll take the zoo.
Okay, and your name?
Ray Rudd.
Ray Rudd. Okay, how many festivals have you been to, Ray?
Oh, a lot.
Okay, you're like me since 1981.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy. What's the best thing you like about a festival like this? Is it the food?
Probably the food or the entertainment.
Oh, yeah, the entertainment, yes, of course. Yeah, and the all kinds of food.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Bourbon chicken is probably my favorite.
Yeah, now here's an interesting thing. They don't pour bourbon and whiskey in. You can buy the bourbon flavoring. You can bring it up on the internet, and you can buy bottles of it. And so that's how they bourbon their chicken. But it's the most popular thing, though. They'll have a line up clear across the street. Okay. Hey, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, we'll see
you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me see. Okay. So, yeah, it's interesting. But could you know... Now, you would have to be, I was trying to think, the festival, this is the 39th year, is it? And there is this event that took place in the first, very first festival, a contest among men and women in teams doing something, and a lot of people, a lot of you listening right now weren't even born then, were you? 39 years ago. You'd have to be at least 50-some to remember that event, probably. What was it? An event that took place at the Popcorn Festival, the very first one. All right. Or can you tell me where is the popcorn truck that was in the first Popcorn Festival parades? Remember George Brown used to drive that? That was his crowning glory, was to restore that truck and to get it to run. And it overheated, and they would have to put water in it in the parade till they finally rigged up a battery-operated fan that, you know, and it kind of cooled the water a little better. But it could they could make popcorn with it, too. And years ago, these popcorn wagons used to be in big cities, and they would go from one area to another, popping corn. Now, George Brown bought or maybe it was given to him, I don't know, a popcorn wagon from, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, is the popcorn wagon in the historical museum?
Yes, it's in Heritage Hall.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And I don't know if they'll ever get it out again.
Probably not.
Because to put it in the parade, they had to build a ramp because it was on the second floor. And, it was a mess trying to get that out. But they did it. Okay, would you like a prize today?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got the Wilds or the Zoo.
I'll take the Zoo.
Okay. And now what is your name?
Carolyn Heimlich.
Oh, Carolyn. How are you doing?
I haven't called you for a while.
Yeah.
Where are you now?
Okay. All right. We're in the, I'm trying to get my thoughts together now. Ohio Health Building at the corner of Prospect and Center. It used to be, you remember Frank Brothers Department Store?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the building. We're on the second floor, and you come in the west side and hit the elevator.
Okay, got it.
Okay, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. All right. Carolyn Heimlich. Now, she used to be my piano player when I gave weekly birthday parties at the county home, which was called East Lawn Manor. And we did that for years. And that is where I met a lot of very interesting people that are, you know, long gone. They're all gone now. But the one lady was so interesting. She said, "Charlie, you know, I used to work at the Sawyer Sanitarium." I said, "Oh, you did?" "Well, yes, I was I served food there, and the president, I think it was before he was president, Warren G. Harding, used to come there with his wife and have dinner with Carl Sawyer." And she said this one night, she had this tray full of food, and she tripped, and it all spilled all over Warren G. Harding. She said he was so nice about it, though. He said, "Well, I guess I have to change clothes." He didn't get mad at all, and she had really drowned him in food. But you see, that lady has been gone for probably 25, 30, 40 years. And I got to know a lot of people of history. I could tell you stories galore of what I learned from doing these birthday parties at the old county home, which was East Lawn Manor. Oh, my goodness, stories galore. Okay, so we learned a farrier is a man who puts horseshoes on horses. Now, I need to know the name of a big agricultural event that's going to take place in Ohio in September. It's right before or right after the Little Brown Jug. And it takes place in, you know, in the Columbus area. What's it called? And if you're a farmer, you'd know right away. 740-383-9944 is our number to call. I'd like to hear from you. Or if you have any connection, if you're doing anything, if you're a volunteer with the Popcorn Festival, give me a buzz and tell me what you're doing and some of the highlights. Glad to hear from you. Like I say, I'm going to try to get the Popcorn Festival pageantry people here. That would be good. Oh, well, looky here. Yeah, here's going to be my buddy at the Gypsy Down. Well, I talk about new material. Let's see, does that speak into that?
Does this one work?
Oh, wait. No, let me see. That should be mic number 2, 3. Okay. Now,
does this one work?
Yeah.
Does that work? All right.
Loud and clear, yeah.
I heard you talking about your new digs today, so I wanted to come down and check it out.
Yeah. Yes, it's really different, isn't it? And yeah, I don't know who's going to put away all this stuff that's left over. Probably Terry.
You got the Christmas tree out,
Christmas
I see.
Tree's right there in a box, yeah. Within arm's reach. And and all their decorations and everything. Yeah. So, Jeff, we're both going to be at the Big Doings on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And you can drive. We're going to have a gator, I think, a John Deere gator.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have fun.
All right.
And Terry is putting up a thing on top of the airport building to better receive the wireless microphone.
Okay.
And we had problems with that last year. And so, yeah, we'll have fun. We'll buzz all around the place.
We will.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
And eat.
Wouldn't a day like today be about perfect for next week?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my land, Jeff. It sure would be. And the festival, extremely fortunate.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you've been here for oodles of popcorn festivals,
Been to every one of them.
Okay, from 1981.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, we used to broadcast from over there at the corner of Prospect and Center?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. And I remember the year a storm came up and Marty transmitter got drowned. I don't know if they had to send it away or not. Well, we have a caller here. Just a second here. Caller, go ahead. Are you there? No, our caller's not there. Must have fell off the roof.
Do you remember the very first year after Saturday night, we had the big party at, I think it was at the L&K, by the swimming pool, kind of to celebrate the first year.
Man.
I didn't know if you went to that or not.
I don't recall.
But they had shrimp and it was champagne. Ooh. And it was quite a, because everybody knew that they had something special that year.
Yeah, and I always liked too, since I did some announcing from the stage. I got to have some of that food down below the stage. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Henny Youngman was Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Ted, you are really a pioneer. Please. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back again with Jeff Ruth. And Jeff, just like myself, you never did the bike tour, though, did you?
No, I always had to work on Saturdays.
That's right, you had to work.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Broadcasting that our little area there. And let's see, who was right beside us at one point? Some some well-known big company was right next to us, but it changed from year to year.
I remember Kroger's used to have the ears of corn.
Yeah.
Right to our right, okay. And we could always go down and that was some good corn.
Yes. Oh, here's a caller. Just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, the event is the Farm Science Review.
Yes, the Farm Science Review. That's correct. All right. And now would you like a prize today?
Sure.
Okay. I've got zoo tickets or tickets to the wilds?
I'll take the zoo tickets.
Okay. And what is your name?
Paula Sizemore.
Sizemore, okay. All right, very good. Okay, do you farm?
No.
Okay, but you knew about the Farm Science Review?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, thanks a lot for calling.
Uh-huh, thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay. I have to remember to push the red button. That clears the phone line for another call. Okay, so it's 11:47. So you've been to every popcorn festival just like myself. I don't think I missed any, but we broadcast for years from here, my land.
We'd always start, we always did Morning Magazine from downtown, from 10 to noon, and we always would talk to some of the festival organizers or some of the merchants or whatever.
I'd like to be able to talk to some of those same people. Maybe they don't know where we're at, or we'd like to give them some publicity.
Well, evidently, Karen Herr is not involved in the publicity because she sent out 2 o'clock in the morning. She sent out more information. Yes. She was such a help over the years.
Yes, yes. Now, let me tell you something about Karen. When I worked at WDIF, we were always doing goofy things. And I fell right into that. That's my thing. One day, they wanted to test my heart to see if they could raise my heartbeat or my blood pressure. And so they had the emergency squad come to the radio station, and they wheeled in a gurney, and they took me and strapped me on it, and Karen Herr came. And her belly dance outfit.
Oh.
And she did a belly dance right in front of me. I can still see it. I'll always see it. And my blood pressure did go up. But that was just, I think I knew her before that, but boy, that every time I see her, I think back of that.
Well, of course, she was a receptionist at MRN when I started working there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember the other lady that used to work there?
Oh, we had a bunch of them.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah. And we had, well, at one time, it was before you came, the sister of the Watergate lawyer, John, what's his name?
John Dean?
Yeah, John Dean. His sister worked there as a receptionist. Her name was, wasn't Alice? Ann Dean, yeah.
Okay.
Now, just think, she'd be about my age now. I wonder if she's still alive. But we actually dated. Oh, she is a beautiful girl. But she was also kind of high-spirited. And we went on a trip to Indian Lake. That was something. I went to rent a rowboat. And I came back, and I couldn't find her. Well, I looked around a little bit, and there she was sitting up at the bar having a few. Ann Dean, oh my land. And I often thought if I ever see John Dean, I'd like to ask him if his sister is still around.
Okay.
But, and the thing is that her dad used to pal around with Bob Mason. And at one get-together, her dad told Bob Mason, you know, one of your engineers dating my daughter. Oh, that was against station policy.
Mm.
So that had to end right then.
Oh.
That was when he was manager of the company, Marion Motor Products, before it became Whirlpool. That was a long time ago. Wow. Oh, there's a caller. Maybe it's Ann. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Are you two celebrities ready for being the voice of the Wings and Wheels fly-in on the 14th?
Just a second. Well, I got it. Yeah. Jeff has to get his earphones on.
Whoa. I'm yeah. feedback
go ahead.
Here. Are you two celebrities ready to be the voice of Marion Wings and Wheels on the 14th?
We are.
Good. We've got a... We have transportation for you, a wireless mic, so you can cruise around the whole place, talk with people, talk with some of the exhibitors, and have, hopefully, a grand old time.
Will a food truck follow us?
Well, I don't think the food trucks are going to be following you. The question is, are you going to be hanging around the food trucks?
Yeah, right. So we'll have Who's donating our transportation?
That transportation, a Gator, is courtesy of AgPro, the former JD Equipment out on Route 98.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
And they're supposed to have a display set up there, and we got quite a few people and everything, but we're getting all squared around, trying to make sure we got everything ready to go, so it'll be an enjoyable evening. Gee whiz, you know, you parked off the side of the street on a one-way street and people still want to run you over.
Well, that's the game. That's today's game, yeah.
Yeah, so, but at any rate, the VIP reception, for those listening, the odds are getting better because there are only 100 tickets total now. Because of the overwhelming response, we've cut everything back. So you need to have a ticket to get into this event. I doubt that there will be any tickets left to just come up and think you're going to get one at the event. So, you know, it's going to be now the odds are 1 out of 100 that you're going to get a flight in that P-51 Mustang.
Very good. Okay.
So, and what I wanted to say before we got lost the last time, the... mobile theater in the P-51, again, weather contingent, will be Wednesday and Thursday next week, 9 to 1, and then probably 3:30 to 7:30, and that's only on those 2 days. And if people have a group, you want to call the redtail.org, schedule a group tour, you will end up getting a souvenir from going into that mobile theater and seeing the documentary. So it'll be closed on Friday, open back up 9 to 6 on Saturday. So
okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good day, Jeff and Charlie.
Yes, okay. Terry, thanks.
See you next week.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we will meet at 8 in the morning there at the airport on the 14th.
All right, that'll work.
Yeah. That should be a fun day. I mean, the military aircraft especially, that should make a big whirl over Marion and get people excited. Wow. Two Ospreys and a Black Hawk helicopter. You know, weren't they featured in the movie Black Hawk Down?
Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, okay. Plus, I think some other helicopters, maybe from Columbus and the Beitler Armory and a little bit of everything. So, should be an interesting day. Hopefully the weather is perfect.
Well, so dependent on the weather.
So what are you going to do? This is hurricane month, you know. I think some people along the coast would agree with that, especially down in the Bahamas. Can you imagine? Have you gotten to any place in the Bahamas?
We did a few years ago. We did a cruise. It was like a 3-day cruise from Miami to Nassau.
Okay, I remember being in Nassau, and the. Got off the boat, went up to a guy who was selling the meat out of the conch shells. And I guess that's a pretty rich meat, or, you know, a conch shell is that great big when you hold it up to your ear and you hear the ocean. And he had these in a plastic bag at $15 a piece. And I went to take his picture. He said, wait a minute, $5 to take his picture. That was my opinion, or Then they sold straw hats, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed I stopped at a lot of different islands. Grenada, or Saint, or Martinique, and a few others. And they're all alike. Once you get there, it's all bluegrass, blue-green water and sand and swimming pools.
We went to St. Martin and the Virgin Islands several years ago, and this was within about 6 months after St. Martin was pretty much leveled by a hurricane.
Yeah.
And there was still a lot of construction, and you lay on the beach and all you heard were cranes and backhoes and people trying to reconstruct the beach area.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like now, reconstructing it?
Oh, no.
And all the visitation sites for these cruise ships, what are they going to do?
Because Freeport's a huge cruise destination.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah, I went clear down once to this island off the coast of South America, Curaçao. And it was they had a beer, Amstel beer thing on the sidewalks, and kids could buy beer. And I about fell over.
We went into the Atlantis Resort there in Nassau, which is a huge resort area.
Yeah.
And I went into the casino, and I stuck a quarter into the quarter slot, and I pulled it, and it wouldn't pull. It was a $25 slot machine. That's a little bit too rich for me.
And, it was Curaçao, I think, the first place I ever encountered a lady behind bulletproof glass doing business. I mean, you had to, I don't know what I was buying or doing, but you had to slide your money under the window.
Oh.
I guess that's commonplace now in other areas.
Mm.
But it was bulletproof down there. And I got behind the scenes, too. And in this one village, I got out and I went out walking by myself. And men were yelling at me, drugs, drugs, you want to buy drugs? Oh, my land. And then I met, there was a lady, she had a coconut in her hand, still had the husk on it, and she had a machete, and she was slicing off, she'd hit the top of that coconut, and then she would give you the coconut and that little slice that she took off, and you dip that in to eat, get the meat. But men would hold it up and drink the milk out of the coconut. And so I got up next to her, and I said, how much does it cost? She said, $3. I said, but why do men buy this? Make baby. And they thought it was an aphrodisiac.
Oh.
I'll never forget. Plain say, make baby. But you run into, and you found out, too, a lot of interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to run. Boy, our time. Well,
I didn't plan to stop by and say hi. I just wanted to see the new studios. Well, but I appreciate you having me on.
We could go on forever. It's almost 12 o'clock. Time to go home. Well, so thanks, Jeff.
Sure.
Okay.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes. Methinks I am a prophet new inspired, and thus expiring do foretell of him. His rash, fierce blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on and on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptred isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare, and I retain the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
Oh, if I were a rich man, he'd be-de-be-de-be-de-be-de-bum. All day long I'd be-de-be-de-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. We do it.